Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. And we have been speaking with Stan Myers, who is the coordinator for Community Computer Connections Program, about their program of installing and refurbishing used, preferably laptops, for people who have maybe a little distressed financial situation, also for veterans and active military reservists. And for the veterans and the military reservists, there's no financial criteria. It's just proof that they're in the military.
Correct. Could I just make a comment?
Sure.
There's where this Project Independence does have a social worker, Gail, who focuses strictly on veterans, but focuses on veterans. And she would be one that could refer people to CCCP.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe you didn't know this, but CCCP was I think we were originally partnered with you back in when you first started up.
Yes. Somehow, something took place just before I
came on.
It sort of came apart. I don't know the particulars. I really don't want to know the particulars.
Well, no, it wasn't... we still refer people,
right.
So it just became more of the availability of you guys, and, you know, there were, like, storage issues or something like that, but they're still, you know, we're still partner with you, and we, you know, certainly refer, so we are very well versed in what you all do, and, you know, Gail definitely, as kind of like an added, maybe can emphasize that it is at no charge for veterans, so that's a great point. And for other people in the town, they know all the social workers and all the nurses, too, know that this program exists because they do home visits. And they can see when people have, you know, if people live alone or, you know, hey, there's this terrific program, you know, where they can get refurbished.
That's how our outreach is expanded because as an organization,
you
know, we have limited number of volunteers, mostly technical. But we don't. We need people that are non-technical to do a lot of various type of volunteer work. 90% of the work, except for the deliverers and installers, is done at home, at your own pace.
Right.
So
there's
no assigned time.
So you don't have really like a building or a place per se. Everything happens kind of
remotely.
You're fixing computers, someone else is doing the legwork and coordinating the visit. Or
the only thing we have is a place to store the computers when they come in. Once they're refurbished, generally they're stored at the home of the individual that does the refurbishment. And then the individual who's doing the delivery may be a refurbishment, may not be. And they meet and they coordinate how to get the computers picked up so they can be delivered.
Right.
Again, our need for other people is to do the outreach to companies to pursue financial donations, to receive computer and laptop donations, to do publicity for us, to contact various agencies. Of course, in the agencies, there tends to be a number of turnovers, so the history we built up tends to get lost, which is unfortunate. And so we're looking for volunteers of all natures. And again, somebody who is at home can certainly support a lot of it via the internet.
Well, we were talking off during the break, and the question I asked was about training. Do you provide training?
With the refurbishment, we have an individual who's the head of manager of a refurbishment. He provides some guidance, plus we have other people that will help somebody if they have technical difficulties. We have tech notes that walk people through known problems, plus we have literature online that people can go to see if they're having problems troubleshooting and finding difficulties in doing the repair.
So how many people actually do the people go to the homes? How many volunteers do you actually have that will go to someone's house, set up the computer, make sure the senior's connected?
We have probably between 15 and 20. However, like every organization, you have two or three that carry the bulk of it.
Yeah.
It's the nature of...
Right, they're volunteers, so...
We used to call it in sales the 80-20 rule. 20% of the customers give you 80% of the business. 20% of the volunteers do 80% of the work.
Right.
You know, it comes pretty close in a lot of cases. Right.
And we have, again, some of our volunteers work.
Right.
They're not necessarily retired.
Well, yes. We just talked about, too, having the fresh new retirees who are like in their 60s maybe or early 70s.
Kids.
They are kids who have more technical support, not support, experience than most people in our age bracket because they grew up in it more. They're looking for volunteers in that category.
Right. Well, one of the things I should mention is that, you know, we do get the Microsoft operating system. We provide the people the necessary information so they can load it in. Plus, if there are a need for additional parts, depending on the cost and all that, you know, we reimburse our volunteers. Although a number of them take out of their own pockets and buy it as well. So
Would they be set up with? There's two things I think are important. One of them is email, and the other one is the ability to search on the internet. You know, to have a search engine, if you will.
Right.
Would that be part of when you put the system in?
We do. We have that, but the bulk of it comes when they get online and they access the whether it be Edge or Chrome or things like that. That's where most of the search engines are, and they do a lot better job than what we could provide because of the the size of the software.
Right. Right.
But we do provide them some malware and things like that, so anti-malware stuff.
Do you ever get Macs?
No.
No, you don't do that?
No, the problem with Macs is there isn't a lot of cooperation from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want refurbished Macs out there.
Right.
They want new. You to buy new. That's their marketing.
Right, right.
So that's... we've thought about that, but that is one of the issues.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So, you know, my younger son is he's a junior in college, and he uses his cell phone for all his papers. I don't know how he does it, but I mean, their cell phones are everything. Like, he doesn't even have a laptop.
He types papers on his cell phone?
Like, faster than you can believe.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Well, it's like reading a document, all right?
Online, they go to the website because they have to submit all their papers online.
Yeah.
To
Blackboard?
Blackboard or something like that. And they just go right there and submit their papers. And then first, some of the teachers require that they go through that plagiarize site to make sure that it doesn't sound or like anyone else wrote it. And then it's all on their cell phones.
See, I'm sitting here with a...
with a pencil and a piece of paper.
With a typed recap of notes.
Right.
A loose leaf paper with
I could
with
have it
holes.
On here. I could have it on here. Right, but I don't because I'm so comfortable with the paper.
It's the way you grew up, you know.
Exactly.
It's interesting. I taught at Stony Brook for a while, and it was technology to non-technology students. And when I first started out, part of it is to make sure that people are aware of the things you could do wrong so I would ask the students, how many of you download songs from the internet? The hands over. Do you know that's illegal?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't pay for it.
It's plagiarism. You know, they don't read it.
Right.
And they didn't want to realize that you get online and you're an open book.
Right.
And people look for that. You know, you have to be very careful in how you use these things because there are a lot of people that want to
especially the videos they post. I mean, we all know, you know, these things never go away.
Well, they think it's funny, but then it's a lifelong issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
When you want to get that job and, you know, you just kind of Google someone's name and up comes
Well, we do, as again, we, when we install the computers, we do warn our clients of, you know, to be careful on how they use it and all that. Again, when we don't deliver directly to a client, a lot of agencies don't want to deliver it themselves, but they don't know how to install it. So I, you know, it sort of works, but it's not necessarily the
that one little thing.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I'm, as they know, I'm a big proponent of seniors getting past the fact that technology's not going to go. It's here.
Right.
So, we have that, and you sit on the subcommittee for technology.
I'm on the technology advisory committee,
right.
Which the goal there, frankly, is we're looking at the ideas of something like Alexa to be used within a home. For people who maybe are isolated, you know, a lot of things that
it's
can
a
be
great
done.
Tool for even people who have early stage dementia, you know, reminders that they've done certain things, or like there's so many different ways to use that kind of a system.
And the computer, which is what we're here for. But I mean, there's just too many positives to ignore it.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And again, once people start to use it, and they can communicate with their children or their grandchildren. Yeah.
You know what, Stan? Before we're coming, about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about how people can connect with you to either if they can be a volunteer to help install, or if somebody needs this program or they want to donate money, because you guys need this kind of funding. Is this the 631 number that they should be calling?
631-979-9490, extension 13.
Okay.
Which is our office manager. Plus, they can go online to rsvpsuffolk.org/CCCP, or when they get on RSVP, they can find our webpage there.
Right. And they can also call 311,
and
we will give them all the pertinent information.
Right.
We have all the information already. And, I mean, it's really wonderful what you all are doing, and I hope that you get some nice donations, because seniors, you know, this computer, having a laptop in a home for an isolated senior, it could be, reinvigorating in their life,
too. It is. We have stories online to tell about.
I'm sure.
You know, how well people.
Veterans, and, I mean, the whole nine yards. So it's wonderful. We have about 40 seconds left. Stan, so nice to have you. Please come back again, I'm sure. Christina will have you guys come back and keep us posted. And we will be back. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Donna Deasy Stone, who is the author of No Past Tense.